When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
That's right, man. Johnny Kemp, baby. Hey, by the way, I was watching some clips of The Tonight Show on the YouTubes here, and he did a Name That Tune thing with Jimmy Fallon did a Name That Tune thing with what's-his-face with the Arby's hat, the happy Farrell.
Farrell,
whatever. Farrell, he lives in the garbage outside. So he's from the forest. anyway, the band had to play, so the Roots would play like one instrument at a time until they guessed, until it was like Name That Tune. And they played Just Got Paid. And I got to say, Farrell or whatever the hell his name, he named it first. He named it right away. But Jimmy Fallon said, Johnny Kemp, right? And I was like, damn, Jimmy Fallon. And then Questlove was like, most people think it's NSYNC because NSYNC, you know, remade it and had the bigger hit with it. But he goes, yeah, that's right. You're right. It's Johnny Kemp. He goes, yeah. So I was like, oh, Jimmy Fallon getting funky. Can we play what one of my little requests? That's more bounce to the ounce. You get more bounce to the ounce. That's Zapp and Roger. People didn't know that's Roger Badish. I don't know if people knew that or not. Can you imagine Roger Badish hanging out with a dude named Zapp with two P's?
I could. He'd be wearing that outfit he wears for his 4th of July.
Oh, yeah, that's a good outfit.
That would be the whole, yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be his thing.
Yeah. All right. It's Fly Jams Friday, everybody. That means the phone lines are open. Get your requests in. DJ Shagrew just got out of the TARDIS. As Esmeralda the Heartmelda was talking right there, but she was spinning on her head.
Yeah. And I just, that little silence before that, I was in the ground.
That's right. Drilling.
Yep.
Viggity Viggity Vic is a lunatic. He's running around. And I'm Wiki Wiki Nicky. Get your requests in right now, 312-981-7200 for R&B and funky stuff and Fly Jams. Fly Jam Friday has commenced, 312-981-7200. We're going to take a break and go to the news, and afterwards, Fly Jam Friday. Yeah. Fly Jams Friday, that's my second request. That's Junior with Mama Used to Say. Junior. Do you remember Junior, Esmeralda?
No. What did Mama used to say, though?
Don't grow up too fast. Stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what Mama.
Even though
used
his name
to
was
say.
Junior.
His name was Junior. That's right. He's a junior. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for Fly Jams Friday. Mary requested this one for Fly Jams Friday. Whatever happened to these guys? Sly Fox.
Did they have a mascot that was a Sly Fox?
I have no. I just know. I remember that song.
Oh, you just know the song.
I know that song, and I knew it was by Sly Fox. They've never had another hit, I don't think. So, hey, before we get back to the Fly Jams, Dan, who was the listener who sent in the question? Do you know who the listener was?
Not off the top of my head.
Okay.
The name, sorry.
Okay. If somebody wanted to know what my favorite Beatles song is.
Yes.
That's
so difficult.
It's crazy. I have like 8 million Beatles songs. If I had to. Tomorrow Never Knows is probably my
That's a good one.
Tomorrow Never Knows, and a real close second, a real close second is Blackbird.
Mm-hmm.
So, but there's so, I mean, it's just ridiculous. No. It's a ridiculous question. Could you, I mean, you're a huge Beatles fan. Can you do that?
I would say, gotta hide your level.
Oh, hey, got to hide. That's a jam.
I really enjoy that. I mean, that movie is very adorable.
Yeah.
And that whole little sequence of them with the princess is cute.
That's a great album, man. It's a great album. That was the movie I saw before Hard Day's Night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I saw Help before Hard Day's Night. And as a result, I enjoy, you know, I know that Hard Day's Night's a better movie.
I like Help better.
Do you really?
I like it because it's more of that whole silly.
Yeah. Oh, it's a ridiculous movie. Monkeys. Oh, I can't get the ring off. Uh-oh.
Yeah, and I like A Hard Day's Night, but I think it's cuter because it has more of a story to me.
Yeah, well, Hard Day's Night was such a landmark film.
Right.
You know, and historically, it's a much more important movie than Help. Mm-hmm. But because I saw Help first, that was the first, and I liked Help because I saw it, I was very young, and as you said, it's a very silly movie.
Yeah, it's cute, and it's also got a little story, like fun
the
story.
The songs all kick ass.
Right.
Yeah, so. But yeah, I'd go Tomorrow Never Knows. It's on my favorite album too. It's on Revolver. So, but Blackbird is one of that song.
I like I'm Only Sleeping.
Come on, man.
There's just too many. Like they just keep bubbling.
It's
up.
Ridiculous. Like, it's ridiculous. This is a conversation
it's
that
like
could
a
go
child,
on.
Child. Like well, for children.
It's
right?
Like picking your favorite kid.
You can't do that.
Can't do it. So to answer your question, if somebody put a gun to my head, I guess I'd say Tomorrow Never Knows. So
you just say I want to hold your hand.
But there's see again. I could just like just start. Going down the track list of the second side of Abbey Road, Paul's side of Abbey Road, the whole second side of Abbey Road.
Oh,
that's what man. I'm saying. I'm saying all of the second side two of Abbey Road is my choice. That's it. All right, one more here. 847 area code. One of my favorite Janet Jackson songs. Produced by Huey Lewis and Terry Thomas.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Oh, of course.
Of course, Janet Jackson.
Much.
Huey Lewis and Terry Thomas, everybody. Fantastic Huey Lewis and Terry Thomas. All right, Fly Jams Friday continues. Here's Mark on WGN. Go ahead, Mark.
Well, we got to celebrate my freedom to have this song played and Ray Charles' freedom to perform it, but we can't celebrate your cat's freedom to leave you a little present afterwards because he'd do that no matter what government he was under. This is America the Beautiful.
All right. America!
Singing something like this. Listen here. Oh, beautiful. Far spacious skies.
Independence Day coming up.
Yeah, very apropos.
Is it Tuesday, right?
Yes.
Tuesday.
Don't come into work.
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not.
Just making sure you know.
I'm off Tuesday morning, but I'm going to come back for the rest of the week. So I'm just taking Tuesday morning off.
Of course.
So. By the way, on
hosting,
the
hosting. By the way, which
oh, are you hosting while I'm out?
Two to five.
You alone?
Yeah. No, with my
Hanson.
Buddy. Yeah.
With Hanson.
With John Hanson. Yes.
Okay. You guys gonna do two for Tuesday?
I don't know.
Dan, you're not working, are you?
No, it's someone. It's a new producer.
Oh.
Are you guys going to slap meat?
Bring some in.
You're going to do a little meat slapping?
When it's going to be a whole segment. That's going to be every bump.
Most people grill their meat on 4th of July. Esmeralda and John slap it.
They slap it. They're going to slap their meats. I'm expecting him to text you any moment now.
Right.
Okay. All right, so listen to John Hansen and Esmeralda Leon filling in for me while I'm off on Tuesday morning, the 4th of July. And I do want to mention that Thursday, the 6th, is my birthday, and we'll have a little birthday thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the important thing is that Colin and Eric are going to be here.
Oh, fun.
And we are going to do our six-month, because it's halfway through the year already, which is insane.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So we're going to do our halfway best of and worst movie lists. It always flies by. It's like, oh, yeah, we're 6 months in, so we have to do half our half.
Man.
Yeah. I don't want to ruin anything, but Baby Driver is going to be number one. Don't mean to blow the surprise or anything. All right, let's go. This is a Fly Jam. Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
In 1963, this group's first charting single was a doo-wop song that hit number one. And then they had a follow-up that hit number seven. And after 63, they didn't break the top 20 again until 11 years later with the disco song. This is the Times with their hit from 74 called, it actually hit number 12, it's You Little Trust Maker.
You give me love and all of the things that I will want forever. Yes, you sweep away pain, giving me joy, I know will last forever. You little trust maker, you're no harm. Yes, sir, you little trust maker. Yes, sir, you're no heartbreaker. You little trust maker.
Yeah.
Are they being sarcastic?
Are they being sarcastic?
Yeah, because they're saying my little trust maker.
Yeah. Mm.
I'm like, are they being sarcastic in that, like, she's not?
She's not. No. She cheats like crazy.
Well, it's not very popular songs where they're like, yeah, that's all she does. And she loves me.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
I haven't heard that song. Man, I haven't heard that song in a long time, Bob.
Yes.
Yeah.
Their number one hit, in case you're interested, was from 63, was So Much in Love. If they hadn't called themselves the Times, I would have never realized it was the same group.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, it was just like we spoke about these a few years ago. Gene Chandler did Duke of Earl in 62, and then he didn't have another hit until Groovy Situation in 70. And
yeah.
Dobie Gray had In Crowd in 65, and then Drift Away in 73. It's kind of amazing when you think about it, because it doesn't happen like that.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. All right, Bob.
And I'm worried about our Cubs, Nick.
Yeah?
If they don't win the World Series, it's because of what happened on Wednesday. I'm blaming Trump. He'll be the new GOAT.
Yeah. All right. All right, Bob. Thanks, man.
All right.
See you later. It's been a weird week for the Cubs, man.
Mm.
It is really, seriously, Dan, don't you think? I mean, it's like a really weird week for the Cubs.
It has been one that's memorable, that's for sure.
Oh, man. All right.
That Javi Baez is pretty good, though, at defense.
He is. He is. He's a loose cannon, but he can play the damn field. So, all right. Hey, we got a break here for weather and traffic.
Yes.
Yeah, man. Fly Jams Friday continuing. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGM. It's Fly Jams Friday. Did I just say WGM?
I didn't notice.
Did I mention I have a plaque outside? Just in case I forget what the call letters are here.
For WGM's Walk of Fame.
Yeah, they put my plaque on the wrong walk. That's what, anyway, it's WGN. I've been here 32 years. I should know that.
Mm. They're close. They're close together, you know.
Yeah, close. Anyway, it's Fly Jams Friday, and 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you would like to join us or request DJ Shagru to bust out some Fly Jams for you. That was Tina Marie with Square Biz.
Okay.
Tina Marie. She had it. Her biggest hit was Lover Girl.
Mm.
I just want to be your lover girl.
Sounds slightly familiar.
It's not quite as good as Let Me Love You Down. All right. What do we got here? Here's Mike on WGN. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
All right, man.
Hey, look, I'm a little curious. What year did you say you saw War live? Because I remember you saying last night you were impressed by their live show.
Taste of Chicago at the Petrilla Band Shell.
Okay.
It was either late 90s or early 2000s, Mike.
Okay. Maybe they improved since then. I saw them back at the auditorium back in 71 or 72. And they were blown off the stage by their opening act, which was the African Caribbean band out of Britain called Osabisa. And they were just blown off the stage by this group, man. And
that's an interesting topic right there, is when opening acts are better than the headliners.
Yeah, and they didn't have many big hits here. Their first two albums were Roger Dean did the cover art for it, and this was their biggest hit, Wango Wango.
All right. It's making everybody happy. It's making everybody happy. It's so easy. Yeah. There you go. Yeah, that sounds like they should open for War, right, Mike?
Yeah, they were really percussion band. They had some hits there. I mean, most of their stuff was just played at the dance clubs in the early 70s.
Yeah. Hey, when you saw Mike, when you saw him, was Eric Burdon with him?
No. Okay. Eric Burdon had long since, because I think that was like 69, 70.
Yeah.
You know, and then 71 they came out with the first album, which was kind of good. And then the albums that took off after that, All Day Music. And,
right.
I forget the other one. Yeah, but Slipping in the Darkness.
Yeah. I thought they were great at Taste of Chicago. They were really good.
Oh, okay. I guess they improved because they came out with a live album in 74. Live at the High Chaparral, the Southside Club. I don't know if you, well, that's before your time.
Yeah.
But, used to be out on Stony Island, and it wasn't very good.
All right, cool, Mike.
Right.
Thanks, man. Have
Take
a good
it
weekend.
Easy, buddy.
All right. Here's Wade on WGN on Fly Jams Friday. Go ahead, Wade.
Hey, Nick. Good morning, and congratulations on your temporary plaque in the sidewalk. Don't rip it out of the ground.
The concrete's still wet,
yeah.
So.
Yeah. So, with all the turmoil going on with the Blackhawks camp, I got to hear some Rufus tell me something good.
Okay, here we go. Tell me something good. Tell me that you love me, yeah. Yeah. Song is a jam.
Yeah, for sure.
And again, they play that song at Hawks games when they're challenging a call.
Oh.
You know. So. Tell me something good, like whether it's a goal or not, whether it's a good goal.
Right.
And they have to call the war room in Toronto. And the guys look at the footage. And then you wait in the stadium whether or not you're going to get the call. And so they play Tell Me Something Good. So
interesting.
Yeah. And they call it the war room. Only in a sport like hockey would they call, when they have to judge whether it's a good goal or a bad goal, the war room. And, of course, it's in Toronto. Hey, Bennett, the Business of Funk Wake Knight, who is tall and white and funky, got his weekly request for the Business of Funk. Shall we play that, DJ Shagru? They float above the city lights. Forget the truth, inhale the light. Just enjoy the show.
Let's ride the elevator. They can't keep us out no more. Go to the penthouse floor.
There you go.
Penthouse floor.
The man, the myth, the legend, John Legend. With Chance the Rapper, Penthouse Floor.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. See, he's Bennett, man.
It's the business of
funk. The business of funk.
I don't know why that just gets me every time.
It's a good nickname.
It is.
Yeah. All right, you know, opening bell is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So let's find out what's going to happen on the opening bell with Steve. Hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning. Coming up next, we're going to check in with our portfolio manager. Paul Nolte is here. We're going to look over our portfolios, check in on the economy, see what's happening this week as we head into a very long weekend for the economy and for Wall Street. Also, a little bit later in the program, mosquitoes. Summertime is here. Danger of mosquitoes. You don't want to miss that. We'll be slapping mosquitoes in the last half hour of the show.
All right. Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
Have a good weekend, right, too. See, he slaps mosquitoes. You slap meat.
Yeah.
See how that works?
You know, we all slap different things.
All right. Phil requested this. In your arms, I know I'll find it. Woman, don't you know with you, I'm born again.
Lying in faith with you. I'm born again.
Beautiful song. You know that song?
No. What is it?
It's called I'm Born Again. It's Billy Preston and Syreeta Wright. 76, maybe?
Mm.
Great song. Really beautiful song. Dave in Monroe, Wisconsin. Man,
oh.
I
Where's that?
I'm really glad that this is Friday. I can't even speak right now.
Is that where WGM broadcasts?
That's exactly right. In Wisconsin. From WGM in Wisconsin. You know, I really didn't get a nap in because I watched Big Brother last night. So that's what I think that's one of the. And I stayed up.
That makes sense.
I didn't jump back into bed
right to
go to sleep. I stayed up, and Big Brother was on at 8 last night, and I usually sleep for a couple hours around that time. So that explains WGM and Wisconsin. Dave in Wisconsin wanted to hear a little Billie Holiday.
And let's not shed loose. So the Bible said, and it still is news. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own.
There you go. All right, there it is, Fly Jam Friday. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you on Monday, Esmeralda. Have fun hosting Sunday morning, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m.
Yes, thank you.
With Mike Heidemann.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure everybody tunes into that because Esmeralda rules. And we'll see you Monday, okay?
Yeah,
see you later, everybody. The news is up next.